superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
That's a man right there, boy.
Oh. It's incomplete, but a flag!
Heard nationwide.
McVay going ballistic.
Televised.
Sam Darnold as the quarterback. Rose left side. It's picked off by the Colts.
Online at richeisenshow.com.
History in the making.
Russell looks. Set. Has time. Going to throw to the end zone. DK! He makes the catch! Touchdown!
The Rich Eisen Show.
Boom, baby!
Earlier on the show, from NBC Sports, Peter King, still to come, Pro Football Hall of Famer Michael Irvin. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We've been talking with you quite a bit, and if you're on hold, stay on hold. We're about to take your phone calls as well. We're about to get in news update from Chris Brockman, who showed up today as promised after every Cam Newton win, dressed as he feels is the Cam Newton outfit. It was an excellent attempt.
I tried.
And
I went for it.
No, you did. And I appreciate
it.
Dressed like a champion today.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Because, again, I think he does look like the leprechaun.
Is it because the shirt has some green
Notre
in it?
Dame. It's the hat. It's the jacket.
Yeah, you got a little...
What do you mean?
You know, it's just the first thing I thought of when I saw.
You can't just say, hey, great,
well,
thanks
I mean,
for the effort.
There you go. There you go. Here's an Us magazine. Who wears it better? even though you don't have, by the way, the shoes are amazing. And the water bottle, Cam Newton water bottle is great.
It's enormous.
It's not a bad, interpretation.
I tried.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we have an extra who wore it better.
Uh-oh.
Here's a third one. There's a third man in, and again, there you go.
Oh.
Not even close.
There you go.
He doesn't have
not even close. I mean,
it's not even close.
I don't know.
I don't see it.
Thank you, TJ.
You don't see it?
I don't see it.
I'm wearing white pants.
He's got white Under Armour socks all the way up there.
Yeah.
The hat's the same. The jacket's just as tailored. I mean, like, it does look like you're wearing a vest underneath.
Yeah. Rich has
Stop,
a point.
Man.
No, Brockman, I'm going to hype you up, man. I appreciate the effort because you have, what, less than 24 hours to put this fit together, right?
I did it in an hour before Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, you see what Cam has on in the morning, then nothing's open.
He's just trying to be a professional, trying to give the Rich Eisen Show some content. That's all he's trying to do.
Right.
And plus, you know, I think you're trying to draft on his love and success of his team. Because you really don't have much to hang your hat on. The 2020 Dallas Cowboys coming in, Super Bowl favorites, Dak Prescott.
Where does this come from?
Because...
Who says this?
No one says... How about the Cowboys?
I'll take things that no one has ever said in 2020 for 1,000, Alex. Not one person ever said we were a Super Bowl favorite.
Oh, are you out of your mind?
Are you kidding me?
Oh.
Like who? What? Like real? Other than you know, a dude like me who's a fan.
Who's
what
coming up?
Who
who's coming
paid?
Up in 17 minutes, Chris?
Yeah, I mean
Michael Irvin.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, he's a little like me. We're a little biased. Like I think
he's a lot biased.
But he's also an analyst on, as far as I'm concerned, the best football show on television.
Granted, but sometimes you say things that you don't necessarily believe, right? Like if you
hold
were
on a
ask
second,
her,
hold on a minute. Dak Prescott got run for the MVP award prior to the season.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
One.
Who's the best
Check.
Running back in the NFL? You could easily put Zeke in that conversation.
Check.
They gave somebody $100 million to play wide receiver and also had a kid that they drafted highly last year, Michael Gallup, and
Check.
Drafted in the first round this year at CeeDee Lamb, and got a new coach who was supposed to get rid of all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Check.
And they're also in a division that they should have won last year, and they've got a whole bunch of people talking them up.
Yeah, but they're going to talk about us if we're 0-16 or if we're 16-0.
Well, I'll tell you what, bro. it's not looking good so far.
It never looked good. Like, I'm trying, again, much like the Clippers, I'll give you some Dallas, like, facts here.
Okay.
Like, it,
right.
Okay. I'm the armchair quarterback of this show, or I guess we all are technically. Like 99.5% of people online on Twitter,
you're seeing it all.
No, they think that they know football, right? We all think that we know, but if you actually put us on the sideline and had us call a game, it would go horribly bad. It would go terrible.
You sound like Jim Mora saying back in the day, "You think you know, but you don't know."
But here's
and
my
you
point.
Never will.
Here's my point, though. Right?
Yes.
Like. Even though I don't know nearly as much as an NFL coach.
Yes.
Sometimes you watch plays that get run.
I know.
And you sit there and go, wait a minute. Out of all of the plays mm-hmm. at your disposal,
yes.
that's what you choose to run. And I feel that way watching a Dallas game every single Sunday. Like, it's mind-boggling. And I don't let it affect me anymore.
Again, 20 touches for Zeke is at least 10 touches too few.
You guys agreed. Really don't know when it's good or bad when it comes right down to it.
Will you make a promise to us? Will you tell us when it's
good? And I'm promising you right now that you don't know when it's good or bad.
and then you keep going.
You don't know what we're trying to do. You guys don't look at the films. You don't know what happened. You really don't know. You think you know, but you don't know. And you never will.
That's the end.
That's it.
What a button.
That's the button.
Gosh.
And you never will.
Never will.
That being said, I did pick Dallas to win the Super Bowl on this show, but like, what else was I supposed to do? Of course I was going to say that. Like, yeah, I mean, I said it, but you know.
Okay, let's go back to the phone
Jones
lines.
With my rubber gloves, nice. Is going to make sure every one of you are safe.
Just for.
Get your news update ready, Chris, and I'm going to go back to the phone line in between. Okay, here we go. Peter in Texas has been holding on for damn near 2 hours. Thanks for hanging on, Peter. What's going on?
Hey, Rich. It's been a while, but I'm still here.
Good.
So, in addition to being a Cowboys fan, I'm also an LSU fan. My dad graduated in 85.
Oh, boy.
And
quite a weekend.
Saturday was just full of pain, man. Just pain. Anyway, I was watching the games on Sunday with my friend Brad, and, you know, being an LSU fan, I got to watch Joe Burrow and the Eagles, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, I feel like he looks good. It's just that line, man. That offensive line is getting him killed.
I just love what they're doing with him, and he looks good. He's just earning his bones, man, and he's getting better every week, and he's got a bona fide running back signed, sealed, and delivered behind him, and Joe Mixon. He's got an outstanding Pro Bowl wide receiver to look for in A.J. Green. He's also got Tyler Boyd for him to look for. He's also got a young coach who's not going to get bounced. He's got an owner who's not going anywhere. Say what you will about him. I love the position that he's in, and I love hearing, and thanks for the call, Peter. How about that, Chris? This is what's so great. SEC football fans are now locked in on Bengals football. That's awesome.
Yeah,
I think that
is
great.
Awesome.
I think that is great, and I think watching Joe Burrow is just a ton of fun. He takes it in the chops.
Is he tough or what?
I know that. He takes it in the chops. I've really enjoyed watching him.
Yeah,
who's next?
Yeah,
who's next? Oh, baby. Gardner Minshew. Here we go. This is fun. But imagine you're an LSU and you're a Cowboy fan. Can we add up the amount of yards given up, passing yards given up by both of those teams and see how far it gets you from our studio? Could we get from here all the way to San Diego if you add it up? I can't do math.
No.
I'm not good at math. Your glasses are falling apart, Mike.
I'll fix them, Rich.
Doesn't do any good for me right now.
Sorry.
Kathy in Philadelphia. What's up, Kathy? You there, Kathy?
She's up.
She's up, but she's out. Let's put her back
on. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can.
We're back.
Oh, just under the gun. What's up, Kathy?
How's it going, fellas?
Hey, Kath.
How are you?
Well, first of all, Rich, I need to issue a correction on behalf of the Rich Eisen Show.
Okay.
To the Peacock audience, the lineup is clearly the Florio Flauta.
Okay. Write that one down, will you please, Chris?
You got it.
Okay.
All right. So
okay.
Let's just get that out of the way now.
Okay.
But many of your new listeners on Peacock may not know that you have an honorary degree in NFL labor relations.
That's true. I do.
Yep. So I wanted to pick your brain a bit. Now, Absolutely, Players Association needs to be commended for getting the season going, for the fact that we have a season. It didn't become what, you know,
that is correct.
MLB was
yep.
in June.
Yep.
But, you know, OTAs, minicamps got the COVID kibosh. We got drastically reduced training camps, and then they pushed for and were granted zero preseason games.
Right.
But now we're wrapping up week three, and the injury list is longer than a Butker field goal. So how does this – how do you see this impacting? I know this is maybe more of a food for thought.
Kathy, I understand what you're saying. We've had two GMs on, Mayock and Steve Keim. Preseason's going to come back. The question is just how much. And I don't know – thank you for the call, too – I don't think it's affected play all that much at all. I mean, some of these
– scoring is through the roof.
Now, it's maybe the defenses.
Yeah.
Maybe the defenses need, you know, the time a little bit more. And unfortunately, again, you just name any undrafted guy that's, you know, been dynamite, or any seventh-round guy that's been dynamite that didn't really get a chance to make a team this year. That's part of the issue. But I honestly don't think that there's been any choppy play because of it. And I, as I mentioned, I gave kudos to all the athletes that are doing this. Thank you. I mean, my gosh, the amount of time that we spend wondering if they're really into it with no fans in the stands, I don't even think about it, watching these games. Not even for a second. Zach in Alabama, let's take your call here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Zach?
Hey, Rich.
Hey.
So I was wondering who you thought the best NFC team was. Because you said you like the Ravens in the NFC.
I do. And I said I like the Bucs coming out of the NFC right now, but they're not nearly as cohesive offensively or as successful offensively as I think they will be. And I'm going to touch on that. I already made a note of it for Four Downs to touch on this very subject in my Four Downs tomorrow. But right okay. now, if I had to choose, like if somehow, some way they waved a wand and said – the NFC is over based on who I choose to be the best, who's the best team, I would choose the Packers. Because the Packers have been far more stout defensively so far than I've seen out of the Seahawks. The MVP right now is Russell Wilson. He's playing out of his mind. He's amazing. And Aaron Rodgers is right behind him. And thank you for the call, Zach. You think there's even a case for Aaron Rodgers to be the MVP?
I think there's definitely a case. I just think when you look at, aside from Aaron Jones, the weapons that Aaron Rodgers is working with, it's not nearly on the same level as Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf and Greg Olsen. I just think Russell's got a little more talent at his disposal than Aaron.
Now, that's what I brought up, Don, if you wouldn't mind queuing this up, on Friday's show. Or if you have that Friday show. You have that? Okay, great. That I asked Aaron Rodgers, who's on Friday, and this is what Mike Tirico is kindly alluding to when he mentioned us during the Sunday night broadcast last night, after Alan Lazard went for, what do you have, a .140 last night?
Monster game.
Okay. And I asked him about, you know, I asked Aaron Rodgers if he was about the narrative that he's playing pissed off because of what happened on draft night. And he basically said that he's at peace with his career and where he is in his career. He's comfortable in the offense, that he and LaFleur are just fine. And then I asked him, well, then what about the narrative? Then maybe that the draft night narrative is what pisses off your receivers, because we were all saying you didn't get the help on draft night. And they might be sitting there saying, what about us? And this is how he responded about Alan Lazard 2 days before Lazard went off.
I think everybody has different ways of being motivated. And I think, you know, Alan Lazard has had plenty of, you know, chips he could put on that shoulder, whether it's Jacksonville trying to make him a tight end or us not letting him work with the green group for the first training camp, even though he was dominating on the other side of the field working against the twos and threes, or the fact that we cut him, or the fact that we put him on the active roster and didn't dress him, and the fact that maybe when we finally dressed him, we didn't play him. So he's got plenty of things he can have chips about.
Now, and our buddy Aaron Nagler, who's all over the Packers, as you know, he pulled that quote out on Saturday for his Packer fan friends and followers to chew on. Mm-hmm. He made an interesting point. Rodgers is keeping track of all the chips on the shoulders of all of his teammates. And that is valuable too, that he knows these guys. Some quarterbacks in the league kind of maybe just show up don't have much of a relationship with the guys, potentially, from what you hear around the league. Not this guy. Nope. And he knows what buttons to push, even within his own huddle. So, yes, he is valuable. Russell Wilson, to me, has just been out of his mind. And maybe these guys, as you point out, like he's doing more with less in Aaron Rodgers, maybe these guys are more than the less that we're making them out to be. Yeah.
Seems that
you
way.
Know, I mean,
Lazard made some great catches yesterday.
And he is maybe coming into his own. So if I had to choose it again, if I had to choose it right now, I'd take the Packers over the Seahawks in a game. Because I think the Packers defense might stop Russell in a way that Seattle's defense appears to be unable to stop anyone right now. I mean, Matt Ryan got his.
Yeah, they're giving up 29 points a game. Yeah.
Cam got his.
Yeah.
And so, you know, let's get to the news update right now. Just whip through some of the injuries. The running game for Green Bay is deeper and healthier than the one in Seattle right now. Let's get to Chris Brockman's news update.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
All right, Christopher, whip through some of these for us.
Okay, so Chris Carson, Seahawks running back, if you were watching the game yesterday, got his leg twisted by the Cowboys defender, went down, did not come back. Good news, though, no ligament damage.
That's good.
Considered a first-degree knee sprain. Adam Schefter saying 1 to 2 week injury from his sources, but Pete Carroll and the Seahawks are going to see how he feels while he recovers. So he may not miss any time, or he might miss 1 to 2 weeks.
Well, and in terms of the 1 to 2 weeks, they're at Miami next week, home for Minnesota on Sunday Night Football after that, and then there's a bye. So maybe if you get through the next couple of weeks.
And then after the bye week.
Right, then you give them a month, essentially, of rest. They might look at it that way. But Carlos Hyde, who coming off a 1,000-yard season in Houston,
looks
is the next.
Good.
Right?
It looks pretty good.
He's there also.
Out there, yeah.
Okay.
Not such good news for Tariq Cohen. Torn ACL for the Bears running back. He's out for the year. Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert is going to miss some time, suffering an ankle injury. Falcons kicker Younghoe Koo, groin injury. He's going to miss some time. Bad news for Broncos defensive tackle Jarrell Casey. Biceps tear. Oh, he's out for the season.
What a whole injury bug problem that's been
Broncos.
Denver.
Bad news.
I had them as my sleeper team for the year. The way Drew Lock was going to come out, the defense could play.
I think coming into the year, that was a very good pick. And after 3 weeks, it appears they're in trouble.
Philip Lindsay's still out with a turf toe.
Philip Lindsay's still out, yeah. Jaguars sound Steven Hauschka.
Mm-hmm.
Some kicker news. Chris Godwin's going to get an MRI on his hamstring that he hurt against Denver yesterday.
He can't stay healthy, this kid.
Can't stay healthy. He even had a touchdown yesterday. Russell Gage left in the second quarter for the Falcons with a concussion. He's going to have to clear protocol to play week 4. Same with Deontay Johnson of the Steelers. Also a concussion. So keep an eye on those guys this week. And Mike Williams injured his hamstring for the Chargers in the third quarter. MRI today to see how he's doing. You wanted a Taylor Lewan update. Mike Vrabel had no update, did leave the game and not return with a shoulder injury.
Well, hopefully he's okay, man.
And a quick note about people wondering about Dwayne Haskins' play. Ron Rivera said the rest of the players, quote, deserve better from their quarterback.
Wow.
Still supporting Haskins. Not going to make a switch yet, but did acknowledge the locker room wants to win. Quote, there is a cutoff point for me.
Wow.
Alex Smith has been a healthy scratch the last 3 weeks.
Well, they
Kyle
also,
Allen is the
They have Kyle Allen from, as you know, Carolina, who is the kid who.
Yeah.
And I'll just say this again, just to show you how we all evaluate and wonder and opinionate. How silly do we all look that we were wondering about Kyle Allen being a better option than Cam Newton for Carolina? All things being equal, hey, Cam comes back. Does he get his job?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. The Bears go to Foles today And kudos to Matt Nagy for pulling that trigger. That takes a ton of cojones. It, kudos to him. And we're doing it. We're going to stick with it. We're going to go for it. It could have been Cam. Oh, boy. Oh, baby. Can you imagine Cam in Chicago doing what he's doing for New England right now? What would New England look like? We'd say the Bills, it's a wrap. Go for it.
I think New England might be 0-3.
Oh, my gosh. Let's take a break. Michael Irvin's phone call is next. He's got a podcast, don't you know?
Hey, oh, he's a podcast.
Then your phone calls as well, and we'll set up the table for the big Monday night finale to week three tonight.
This season, get football on your time with NFL Game Pass. You can catch every snap from every game with full game replays and see all of the plays in just 45 minutes with condensed games. You can relive all the gutsy calls, crazy catches, wild comebacks, and breakout stars from every game every week. And it's the perfect way to rewatch a game like, say, Chiefs-Texans, the season opener from Thursday night. Catch it on NFL Game Pass. It's all the action, all the football you can handle, all in one place. And NFL Game Pass is really the only place you can replay every game all season long. You'll also learn from the league's best players with over 40 NFL Game Pass film session episodes. Go inside the game from a player's perspective as they break down the game's concepts and techniques. Learn from the best like Deshaun Watson, Stephon Gilmore, by the way, the reigning defensive player of the year, Devontae Adams, and many, many more. NFL Game Pass also provides access to the entire NFL Films archive. It's the perfect way to follow an NFL season. NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops.
Tonight, Lightning and the Stars. Can Tampa bring home Lord Stanley's Cup in time for the Tampa Bay Rays to be the first seed in the Major League Baseball playoffs with Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers doing their thing? It's all about Tampa. It's Dick Vitale's world. We're all paying rent in it. Unless the Dallas Stars can force a Game 7. Tune in to NBC tonight, 8 Eastern Time. Doc Emrick, the king of using different verbs.
Oh, what's your favorite? I like knifes.
Knifed it forward.
Yeah, it's great.
Didn't we give him kvetched once? I try to give him some Yiddish.
We tried.
That the puck got kvetched forward, which doesn't make sense. Kvetching is when you're complaining about something. Kvelling is when your parents, you know, speak well of you and just, you know, gush.
That's how you spell kvelling. That?
Kvelling.
Okay.
Kvelling.
It's good to know.
This is completely lost on this audience today with it being the high holiday. We're going to all have to band together, guys. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial.
Tom, we need you in Tampa Bay. Great beaches. You'd love living here. It's unbelievable.
Gasparilla.
The week before the Super Bowl.
Unbelievable.
I mean.
All right, Michael Irvin's about to join our quadcast in a second. Back here on the quadcast, NBCSN, SiriusXM Radio, and terrestrial radio, and of course, Peacock streaming. We're on four different methods of communication. Now, remember, Chris, we just used to have a podcast, right?
Yep. We were in a shower curtain. We were in a tiny little VO booth back in the day.
That's right. You know, and we were the only one at NFL Media Group to have one.
That's
right?
True.
Yep. And we kept expanding the brand until we then were doing the podcast as well as a weekly television show.
Weekly television show.
Then because of Thursday Night Football, we became just a sort of once every now and then, sort of like a Barbara Walters special type thing.
We did like
right?
7 or 8
kept
a year.
On churning out the podcast. And who was the only one talking about the podcast internally and on the air? On NFL Network.
Well, you.
That would be me.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
My phrase is, if not me, who, and if not now, when?
True.
Had it sometimes twist the arms of people say, can I mention it on the air? But I just decided to say, screw it, I keep doing it. The amount of crap that I would get from my on-air compadres. Marshall was a major violator of this. Mooch. Kurt. On occasion, Michael Irvin would just chime in. He wasn't leading that charge of, oh, do you have a podcast? Do you have a podcast? I didn't know you had a podcast, even though they fully knew I had a podcast.
No, he piled on, though.
Now who's got a podcast?
Hey.
The Michael Irvin Podcast, launching this week. Michael Irvin, podcaster extraordinaire on The Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Irv?
Rich, how are you, man? Rich, that was great, Rich. You know, and since I...
to have a podcast and getting into business. That right there.
Yes.
That's a great, it's just a great way, you know. It, when I was shooting it, and Stephen A., he gave me something right in the midst of it.
Yes.
You know, about the business of hosting.
Yes.
You see? Yes. You see that talented gift that what you just did, you brought yesterday mm-hmm. in and placed it on today. And you use it in a way that we drew the audience back to where we used to be. And as we pray, that's just brilliant stuff, buddy.
Irv, I appreciate stuff. That. But you,
and that's
look,
why
you,
I'm getting into business, Rich. I can't. I'm learning. So now I want to apply.
Well, so here's the thing, Michael, is because, you know, there may be an I in Rich and Eisen in the same way that there are two I's in Irvin. And you can't spell Michael without me. I am still a team player. Had you told me that Stephen A. was your first guest, I would have worked that into game day morning yesterday, first hour, when Stephen A. tweeted at you and we
right.
put the tweet on. Like, I would have put it all together. I would have made that not only quality content for our show, but also a not so passive aggressive promotion for your podcast. I'm here for you, Mike. Just feed me the information. Help me help you. Is what I'm saying.
I appreciate that, Rich. And you know, it's so funny you bring that up, Rich, because yes. in all our seriousness in what I say, you know, I text Stephen A. that when we put, I said, man, I missed a moment right there.
Yes.
And I know you would have gotten it, and I know Rich would have gotten it, but I missed it. I promise you, I just send you the text that I text you of that, right? There's some things I need to learn in that aspect, But that's the fun part of it. That's interesting that you bring that
okay,
up.
Okay, so
it is fun.
You knew in advance that he was going to be your first guest as of yesterday? Or please tell me
no.
the Cowboys'
no,
recent exploits in Seattle had not yet happened and you are going to speak to Stephen post Week 3 action.
Michael. No. Actually, no. I wanted all of that in there. You know,
okay.
I thought it would be a disservice to him to do it right after week two and the jubilance of the Atlanta victory. So we wanted to give some semblance to it. So we waited to after the game yesterday. And that's a good call. That's a good call because there's a lot in there.
So I guess then
I can tell you
yes.
is, again, I get so heated with him. I seem to always sweat whenever we are getting it. And I was sitting here saying to myself, Rich, looking at my shirt, why am I sweating like this? You know, why am I sweating? But, yeah, we talk about it pretty heavy.
The host of the Michael Irvin podcast launching this very Thursday, October 1st. Michael Irvin here on The Rich Eisen Show. First guest, Stephen A. Smith. So I guess it's only fitting, potentially, for me to start my interview with you post Week 3, Dallas at Seattle, with this very question.
How about them Cowboys?
Hey. And
yes,
and yeah, I'm in a good place.
You are
in a good place.
Okay, what's the good place? Okay, what's the good place? Explain me the good place.
Well, would you not say the Cowboys, by far, did not play nowhere near their best game?
I would
with
agree.
The number of penalties, mistakes
yep.
that were made in that game, things that as you go through this season, they are correctable. They are correctable. At least you can work on being better in those things. But also, you must say that Seattle team, and Russell Wilson is incredible. Just freaking incredible, man. I tweeted. I said, you know, you can't leave Russ 3-7. You got to make – Russ has to have to go score a touchdown and come back to score again when he gets the ball with 5 minutes left. You got to make it almost impossible. Anything within the realm, he'll get it done. Field goal, touchdown, that's nothing to him. He's just so incredible. You know what I mean? And his team, DK Metcalf, is probably the best receiver in the NFL right now. So incredible right now. And they are all of that. And the Cowboys made all of those mistakes that are correctable. Then we're saying the same thing. The Cowboys are going to be where they need to be. They just got to correct those mistakes.
Well, aren't
that was the number one team in the NFC right now? Them and the Packers.
So
them and the Packers.
No, I agree with you.
One play away from, you know, extending that game. I'm just giving a winning.
No, I know. And Russell's been an equal opportunity destroyer, no doubt about it. But my question for you, Irv, is are you not concerned about the back end of this defense at all?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But I knew that was that. We knew that was that. The back end is real bad. The back end is bad.
So how is that correct?
And that's why even when Rich, when they were talking, Earl, you know, Earl's a difference maker, I believe, in that sense. Even though people say, well, he's not the same, physical dude. Maybe he's lost something physically. But understanding of the game, little ways that he has used to trick quarterbacks, you can give these young guys that are running around like they don't know what's going on. That knowledge is what I was hoping that they would get.
So you think
that's why I thought Earl was.
So you think problem. Would you counsel Jerry to go get him right now if they could fit him in?
Oh, I hope Jerry would do that. I hope Jerry would do it. Now this, I haven't spoken to him.
Right.
Don't know anything. What's going on with him? But I'm just speaking what I would hope for that backfield to get. Because it's not just when people see you getting beat that way. That's not just a physical thing. That's also a mental thing. You know, that's a mental thing. You see DK Metcalf coming running across that whole zone all the way to the back. It's a certain thing. It's how you position yourself. What kind of film have you seen? Or, you know, to cut down on the possibilities of you thinking that anything can happen. If every time he lines up this in this position, I only see him running a slant or a deep end. So now I can focus on, you know what I'm saying? Little
yes.
things.
Right.
Little things that could help them use their physical skill set better. He can give them.
Michael Irvin here on The Rich Eisen Show. Check out the Michael Irvin podcast starting this very Thursday. I'm very excited for you, Irv, with Stephen A. Smith as his first guest. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. What did you make of today's news that Matt Nagy is going with Foles in the future and the fact that he went to Foles at all yesterday, Irv?
Well, you knew what this was about. We all knew what this was about. You know, it's Trubisky, okay, here it is. We're giving you this opportunity. But we're going to get him just in case you don't man up to the opportunity. And obviously, and what's hard on it is they're looking – at the other place and saying, wow, those other two guys that we let get away.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? You can't help but do it because you can't control your brain. When your eyes see it on TV, you can't say brain don't think it and the brain don't think it. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. The brain starts thinking. You can't control that. So, you know, that must be running them kind of out of their heads. And yeah, you know, they had the opportunity. And when you see guys step up their play, when somebody comes on the field, that says something too.
No,
you know what I mean, Rich?
That says something. I know that. So what do you think's going on in Philadelphia? Where, again, Wentz has just been struggling. Yesterday, we talked about it during the show, and we saw that he, needed five quarters to tie Cincinnati. Today, Doug Peterson saying, don't even go in the direction of Jalen Hurts. Yeah. We're going to fix this with him. What is that a locker room thing? You think it's a contract thing? What do you think is happening there in Philadelphia, Michael?
I think it has to be all of the above. Certainly, they're trying to make sure that after making a commitment so short time ago that they don't bail on that commitment already. Now that's what they have to do. But why is it happening is another thing. Why is it happening? What's going on? You know, and it started out, first of all, everybody talked about the offseason, but then they went through a rash of injuries, you know. So how do you even say we're going to move on from this kid in the midst of all of this? You know, that could be something. So, yeah, I understand what they're doing. But now, if something happens, you get a thumbnail or take a bad hit, God forbid, and get a concussion, and then Jalen Hurts goes in a game and he tears it up, then the problem really starts. Right now, they can control the problem. But if it's an unfortunate situation, it could expose something real, a real issue.
Like what?
Well, if Jalen Hurts, if something happens to Carson Wentz,
right,
who unfortunately has gotten hurt before, and they have to play Jalen Hurts, and Jalen Hurts goes in and he plays well and he turns it around, now they can't just say it's not Carson Wentz. They would have to address that. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I guess then why draft somebody at all? And then if what could happen to Carson Wentz's ineffectiveness and your season's going down the tubes, but also, I guess on the back end, they're really only a half game behind your Dallas Cowboys. So,
and that's the kicker. It's okay to be stressed, but don't panic, because right now, and that's what I try to tell everybody, the object is not to go undefeated. It's to get in the playoffs. And so you have time coming off that offseason to get it right if you are the Eagles or if you are the Cowboys right now. Honestly, you're trying to fight to beat the East. You beat the East, you get in the playoffs. And right now, that's why they're not going crazy. Now, if the Cowboys were 3-0 and they were going through this, or the Giants were 3-0 and they were going through that, they'll be pressed. They would be pressed, Rich. Try to think about doing stuff now, you know.
A few minutes left here with Michael Irvin on the Rich Eisen Show. Michael, I've been working with you for so long. I kind of know what you're thinking before you're thinking it, and I know what you're saying without trying to say it. So yesterday, you didn't dig a hole for Drew Brees, and you didn't bury him, but it sure seemed like you were reaching for the shovel in yesterday's game day morning. I wonder what you thought of his performance on Sunday Night Football. And if you're going to reach for the shovel to start digging a hole for Drew Brees, Michael.
Listen, I didn't reach for a shovel.
I think you did. I think you did.
I didn't know. No, I brought up the realities of what we saw, what everybody saw, you know. And I know that was a game, his first game, without Michael Thomas and everything. But it showed what makes this offense go. And they used that short passing game to like a run game also. Look at yesterday. Where did all those passes go? They went to the running back. Alvin Kamara, it's still a short passing game. You know what I'm saying? I looked up, what tripped me out, when I would look up, and you know, Taysom Hill getting some runs. I said, okay, how much are they putting him in the game? Are they getting him in the game to get the ball down the field? I'm just saying. But that was a great game last night.
I was. I agree.
Game. That was a great game.
So,
that was a great game.
So where do you stand on Brees? I know that, again, your stance is...
What we always want to see, this is what it is, Rich. This is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We want to always... it's okay to love heroes and think, you know, be inspired by them, but the growth of them also, like, are the different places they go to. Peyton Manning threw the ball all over the field. But in the end... he won with what we know gave him the ability to throw the ball all over the field, which was his mind, because he couldn't throw the ball all over the field anymore. So it's great Drew Brees was able to throw the ball all over the field. But maybe some of the physical aspects aren't there, so we can admire the other greatness in him is his mind. Peyton won his last year. He didn't throw it all over. He just didn't put him in bad plays. And right now, since Drew is in a position to make plays to win, some of that is being exposed.
Are you calling him a game manager, Michael? Is that what you just did? Did you
But on the other side, listen, on the other side,
yes,
that Aaron Rodgers, hey, was I the only one that bought into Aaron Rodgers?
Well,
when we're talking about
preseason, is that what you're saying? Well, Kurt knocked the Packers out of the playoffs. And yesterday Mooch was lone wolf in the Saints yesterday. But in terms of the season, in terms of the NFC North, I think you did. And I would love to take that back. I would love to have my mulligan. I would even give up my Super Bowl mulligan for Thanksgiving show that we do every year. I would give up that mulligan to put the Packers in the NFC North right now from our preseason show. If I'd be allowed to use my mulligan now, I'd do that right now and just rip the knob off. I missed
it. Would you say that's the one? Who'd you have in the North?
I had the Vikings.
Oh, the Vikings. Okay. The Vikings. That was a bad one.
No, Rodgers looks amazing. Before I let you go, Irv, you are lone wolfing the Chiefs tonight. I gave you the floor on what you think happens on Monday night and why you like the Chiefs to win this game.
And I find it so amazing that I am lone wolf in the Chiefs.
You are?
When he's never beat Patrick Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? Because Patrick can beat you and like the old candy. Like the old candy that I grew up and I love. That candy that now and later, you got a backpack on my bike, you know, eat some now, now eat some later. Patrick Mahomes can beat you now or he can beat you later. He can beat you early in the game by throwing the ball all over the field, or he could come back and beat you later, even if you go up some point. We don't know how great those moments Lamar Jackson is. So I'm going to take two moments. And I know in this great moment, I'm talking about coming from behind for Lamar Jackson. Well, when you take his running out and it's all air raid, when you take that out, how impactful he can be. But now I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to take this moment to see the greatness in Patrick Mahomes now that everybody is picked against him. The man just got $500 million. He was supposed to be beloved. Everybody supposed to, Patrick Mahomes. And now here comes Lamar Jackson, and everybody wants to pick against this man. I say he will reach down inside himself and show you that I am still the quarterback. The face, not of this franchise in Kansas City, but the three letters called NFL. That's what we're about to see tonight.
Round of applause for Michael Irvin, everybody. Irv, that's the sort of stuff that you're going to get. That's the sort of stuff you're going to get in the Michael Irvin podcast. Hey, and congrats on the U crushing it this weekend over Florida State. They just smoked it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we finally got a quarterback, man. That kid's playing well, man. It's good to see him, you know, just get that feeling of winning again. We just got to try to hold on to it.
Okay. Irv, you know, why did they call it now and later? Is it because you could have it now or later because it was such a hard candy that it didn't matter, that there's no such thing as freshness, you can have it now or later? Or because it was such a hard candy, you could eat it now and half of it would stick to your teeth so you could pluck it out and eat it later? Is that what they call it, an hour later? Why do they call it now?
That's a very good analysis right there, Richard.
I don't know.
So for now and later, I just thought because they had a few single wraps candies,
yes,
in a wrapping.
Yes.
They were not wrapped. They were all singly wrapped.
Yes.
So you can have some now, keep it in your pocket, have some later.
And then when you talk about the bully Chuck, that you want teams to become the bully in the NFL, and you tell this story on game day morning, Chuck was the bully who took your now and laters from you, correct? Back in the day?
Chuck was the bully, mm-hmm, who we tried to bribe with the now and later. Not to bully up. See what I'm saying? So,
okay.
Yeah.
I want to get
Chuck
that straight.
Love now and later.
Okay. Is he
so,
the?
So we just, right.
Is Chuck the second guest on your podcast? You're gonna get Chuck.
No,
on
but that's interesting. I should get Chuck on
Why
the
not?
Podcast.
I'll do it anytime, Irv. You know that. You've been great to me. I'll do it anytime. If you ever need a guest, I'll be there for you.
Oh, absolutely, buddy. You better believe that. We're definitely going.
Love you, Irv. You take care. I'll see you on the Zoom on Saturday.
I love you too, man. And thanks for everything, Rich.
Please.
Thanks for everything, man. Your friendship, your love, all the knowledge, all everything, buddy.
Right back
it.
At you. There's Michael Irvin, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Now, again, it's now and later, right? Not now or later, right? It's a very crucial word in the middle.
Yeah, now and later.
Now and later. Yeah. So is that why it's called now and later? Is it was so damn hard of a square? Like, you know, Starburst is a more spongy version of now and later, right? Starburst is, if you had a choice between Starburst or now and later, it's Starburst every time, right? 10 times out of 10?
I don't know.
10 times out of 10?
Just not yellow Starburst.
Yeah, unless it's yellow.
Yeah, just not yellow.
Yellow Starburst. I'm with Brockman on the yellow.
Starburst over now and later any day of the week. Poll question at Rich Eisen Show. Starburst,
okay,
now and later.
Okay, great. I will put that up.
Because it's the same square, mm-hmm, of sugar. Now and later, it's like you bite it, you could break your tooth. And if you eat it, it sticks to your teeth, and then you got to pick it back off your teeth so you can have it later. That's what I thought. Or now and later is you bite it right now, you put the rest of it down, you can have it later because it's still the same consistency, right?
So according to its history, there are 12 flavors of now and laters.
Okay.
They were created in Brooklyn in 1962.
Brooklyn.
The name Now and Later was meant to suggest to customers that they're going to like them now and then want some more later.
Never would have thought that's what it was. You have some now, and then you'll binge more later.
So you're going to like
save some.
Like, bet you can't eat just one. Like, you're going to want one, and then you're going to later, I'm going to want some more.
But it sticks to your teeth, so have it later. Yeah. Or you can have it now and later, the same piece of candy, because it's still so damn rock hard, which is why I'm a Starburst guy any day of the week. I'm just saying. I'll talk about the Monday night game and why I think the Ravens win next on the Rich Eisen Show and your phone calls at 844-204-RICH and set up the rest of the week.
Sports keep coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. Bet Online, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. Bet Online to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code Podcast One for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code Podcast One for your sign-up bonus. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com, GEICO.com.
Back here on Peacock, 844-204-RICH. We're going to swing through some phone calls in a second. Let's get our poll question results here. Is it the Texans taking this poll of best chance to make the playoffs out of all 0-3 teams?
Well, winless teams.
Pardon me, that's right, winless. Because the Eagles have a tie.
Everybody. Yeah, Texans 46%, Eagles 25%, Vikings 17%, and Falcons 12%.
That's it. I don't know what's going on with the Falcons.
And Starburst, 83% over an hour and later.
I think there's no question about it.
Also, they do have a traditional and chewy version to compete with Starburst.
Well, when did they get the chewy version? Was that done in Staten Island in 1972? Brooklyn in 1962. You know how that conversation probably went? Here's what we're going to call it. We're going to call it now. But what if you want it later? Then call it now and later. Get off my back. That's probably how it went in Brooklyn.
Playoffs or what?
Tonight, 8 Eastern, Lightning and Stars. So we're going to have a couple of TVs on tonight in the household. We're going to have a couple of TVs on the household tonight between this and Monday Night Football. We're opining for the NBCSN audience. How do they come up with the phrase now and later to call this candy in Brooklyn? It's probably because the guy who came up with it said, I want to call it now. And the other guy goes, well, what if you want to have it later? I don't care. Call it now and later for all I care. Get off my back.
I mean, think about it. Right now.
Forget about it. Call it now and later. What do I care?
We have the Stanley Cup, baseball playoffs, and NBA finals.
Well, the baseball playoffs starts tomorrow. NBA finals starts Wednesday. I know. It's great.
And football.
It's great. We got sports. Knock on wood if you're with me. It's great. I like the Ravens tonight. Reason why I like the Ravens tonight is because I didn't like the way the Chiefs played here in Los Angeles. Agreed. And I think that the Ravens defense is better than that of Los Angeles Chargers. And I think they're going to be hard pressed to score points in the fourth quarter against this Ravens team, because this Ravens team might be further in front than the Justin Herbert led Chargers team. That's as simple as that. And I just think the Ravens have 15 guys who are eligible receivers. You've heard of none of them. You don't have any of them on your fantasy team. And Lamar Jackson, you don't know who he's going to give it to. It's a problem for them.
Like a lot of points tonight? Low scoring? What do you think?
You know what? I know what you're trolling for. I'm not going for it. What do you think? What do you think? This is your area of expertise. I have no idea how many points are going to be scored tonight. None. Neither do you.
Do you think like more than 8 touchdowns in the game combined?
All right, let's go to this phone calls here. I'm taking the Ravens tonight. Plus, I had the Ravens winning the whole AFC, and this is why. Let's go to our buddy Jeff in Detroit. What's up, Jeffrey?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? First of all, Brockman looks like he has a 67 Porsche or 68 Lincoln Continental outside. I really I'm digging the outfit.
Thanks, Jeff. Nice appreciate you, brother.
For real, for real. Listen, Unc, I think the Arizona State Troopers are still looking for the Detroit Lions because they stole that one yesterday.
Hey, I mean, Golladay makes him look different, doesn't he?
Interesting. Yes, he does. He is a big difference maker. And I just had a real quick question for you.
Yes.
If I gave you a front row bubble seat, Rich Eisen, a dad with his whole family, you know, nothing NFL related, just you straight up going to a game. If I could have put you in front of the Seahawks, Cowboys, or Saints, Packers yesterday, who would you have a front row seat?
Oh, wow. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Man, I'd go Seahawks, Cowboys. I would have done that. My kids dig Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
They love Russell Wilson.
Also, the Seahawks don't play normal games, so there's
it's
always
crazy,
something
right?
crazy
I know.
That
there's
happens
always something
in the
going
last
on.
5 minutes.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, we showed the Romo botched hold during game day morning yesterday.
Oh.
Because, you know, Cowboys, Seattle.
Yeah.
Last game of Bill Parcells' coaching career. That was it.
Wow.
That was Bill Parcells' last day on an NFL sideline. Let's go to Tommy in Alabama. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, Rich. How's it going?
What's going on in your mind?
So it's been a hard 3 weeks for me. I'm a Falcons fan. So sitting here watching these games has been kind of a little bit heartbreaking.
Yep.
What do you think the Falcons need to do to turn around the season so far?
Get Todd Gurley going. That's the answer. The same way I said, get Zeke going for the Cowboys. Don't put it on the arm of your quarterback, certainly when you don't have your wide receiver and Julio Jones, your top-notch wide receiver, although Ridley's breaking out. You want to talk about Alabama. This kid Ridley's really good. You got your receivers. Don't fall in love with it. If Gurley can get 14 touches, give him 20. What's he going to fall apart literally at the seams on the field? Certainly with the game on the line, run it. For crying out loud, run it. 8 straight incomplete passes from Matt Ryan is what put the Bears right back on the field each time. I honestly think Dan Quinn has his pulse on things. I love the guy, and and thank you for the call. But I'll tell you what, the fact that the Seahawks continue to throw it on short yarded situations where if running the ball gives you the first down, the game is over, and that they keep winning, you know, is why Russell kind of rolled his eyes at me, Russell Wilson, last Thursday on the Zoom when we had him. And I said to him, hey, when you're in that position against New England, it's 3rd and 1, and instead of running it, you throw it, and they come back and they almost win the game. Did you think about it? And he just kind of rolls his eyes. They've turned the page. The Falcons keep reliving the same damn nightmare. They can't hold a lead. Run the football. You got Todd Gurley for a reason. Run it. Like I said, they got Trump's taxes at the New York Times. At some point, we're going to find out what's up with Todd Gurley's knee. I don't know if I'll be alive for that. I hope I am.
Oh.
I hope I am. As you know, that's one of the Bermuda Triangle questions
sure is,
about the
man.
Last 5-10 years
sure
in the
is.
NFL.
Malcolm
the other
Butler.
Is, why was Malcolm Butler active for a game where he only had one snap in a game where Nick Foles won the Super Bowl? What
yeah,
happened there? What happened there? Let's sneak in one more. Dave in Lancaster, California. What's up, Dave? Got about
hey,
a minute.
Hey, Rich, this is your buddy Dave. Now and later is all day, by the way.
Okay.
We'll
just have to agree to disagree. I've got about 45 right. seconds for you. What else is on your mind?
Okay, easy change. Fired the OC coordinator in Dallas, Calvin Moore, and bring in Ken Whisenhunt. There's your problem solved.
I don't know about that. Kellen Moore has got a ton of upside, as you know, and McCarthy kept him. And I think McCarthy is still pulling.
Bench Jack and bring in Andy. That's the other solution. Because why even bring in Andy Dalton as a backup? Come on, he's a starter. He's not a backup.
No, I know, but the reason why you have that, and thank you for the call. The reason why you've got Andy there is in case Dak gets hurt, your season's not totally finished.
Yeah,
and Dak's not the. You're putting it on Dak's shoulder. He's got almost 1,000 yards passing in the
he's
last
the
2 weeks.
In passing, it's not the reason.
No, the reason is just give it to Zeke. Keep yourself out of trouble. Cut down the mistakes. And you heard what Irv said. Go get Earl Thomas. If he's ready to go and he's a viable candidate to play in the National Football League, go get Earl. He wants to be gotten.
You were mentioning the Dallas front line, Rich. I mean, they're only giving up 127 yards per game rushing. So it's not really it's the back.
The back end, we knew the back end was a problem.
But you said that months ago.
We knew the back end was a problem, which is why they loaded up on the front end, because if you get the quarterback down, he can't sit there in the pocket and pick you apart. Problem is, what if you got someone like Russell Wilson in half the league, all these running quarterbacks? They run away from your rush. Again, I think the Ravens win tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Cameron Jordan of the New Orleans Saints, always very entertaining. He'll be here, and this is why I love doing this show. Jane Lynch, she's of the Weakest Link, and so much more. And Neil deGrasse Tyson will be on. Maybe we can ask him about the consistency of a now and later in a starburst.
I love that. Brockman can ask him about going to the moon.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay, we can. It's a lot to talk about. That's on Tuesday's edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We will see you on the quadcast. Enjoy Monday night, everybody, and Game 6 of the Cup. Peace.
Yeah!
You knew this was coming.
Guess who?
Let me start this thing off. Join me every week for the Michael Irvin Podcast. We'll give you the full MIP experience. I'm talking everything from football to fashion. I will be chopping it up with playmakers, headline makers, and I am throwing haymakers. I'm the MVP of the MIP. Don't miss it.
Download new episodes of the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast, every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.